Hello guys, and welcome to another Last Minute Winner podcast here today. Now, unfortunately, Sunday's episode did not go ahead, and because I was in a tournament in Cornwall throughout the whole weekend. Now today, we are going to do a different one. We are actually going to talk about that tournament that we had in Cornwall, isn't that right, Adam?
Yes, it is, Zach, and I'm very delighted to be here this evening joining you on the podcast. We were at the Lizard Classic, which is a quite a large tournament, national tournament, down on the Lizard Peninsula in lovely Cornwall.
Okay, but before we get into that, if you want to visit our website, which is newly on Google now, lastminutewinner.net, where you can find out where you can get in touch and be on one of our podcasts. You can get in touch also by pickfordzachary@gmail.com. You can leave a message on our website. You can also text 07496298482. Now, moving on to obviously the tournament. It was Cornwall, so it was a very long way from here. The campsite was absolutely lovely. There was an indoor outdoor swimming pool, mini golf arcade, nice pubs, football court, really cool, really nice. And it's funny because on the Saturday morning before our game, we actually played one of the teams that we played in football on the court. Now, the court was very small, so it wasn't like a proper match. But they actually beat us. But you'll see if they actually beat us in the tournament next. So shall we move on to the first game? Now, unfortunately, you missed the first two games due to
due to work commitments, I had to forego the first couple of games. And quite glad that I did, because the results weren't particularly exciting, were they, Zach?
No, well, there was no goals. There's a giveaway. But so obviously the first game was 0-0. I started, and the first tackle about 15 seconds into the game, I won the tackle, and the guy absolutely studded my ankle, and I was struggling for the rest of that half. I managed to get better in the second half, but then I got subbed off. But yeah, it wasn't much sign. By the way, guys, I do play at fullback. I was playing at wing back for most of the tournament, as we were playing a 3-5-2 formation, which is new to our team. So the first game was 0-0 in the end. It was an exciting game. Both teams put the ball in the net, but their goal was offside and our goal was for obstruction. Now moving on to the second game, and I actually got a full game in this one. Both halves were 12 minutes, so the games were 24 minutes, and it was another 0-0. I did a reverse step over and got slide tackled, which wasn't very fun. But you came till the end of this one, didn't you?
I did, and I saw some pretty good skills by yourself in fullback. Some quite calm play when you're on the ball. I remember as soon as I got there, the ball came to you and you had it. And I think everyone was saying for you to release, but you did a very, very crafty turn. You dummied a pass and then did a turn, which I thought was pretty exciting, and then obviously gained some ground and passed it up to the forwards.
Yeah, I think this was like the game where we started to gel. We've had new players. Obviously, lots of us had a stormy. You know, our striker was very good. One of our strikers, both our strikers actually, our captain was brilliant in that game as well. And anyway, moving on to the third game, which you watched. Now, fortunately, I started on the bench for this one and didn't get off the subs bench until half time, which not guttingly obviously for the team, but guttingly for me, we were 3-0 up at half time. We were absolutely playing brilliantly because they weren't actually a bad team. I think they ended up finishing 7th out of 8, but they weren't a bad team, they weren't. So obviously, one guy scored one goal and another player scored two. So I came on and I was actually playing centre midfield for this game. Which was quite a new position for me.
Well, I quite liked you in that role. I think you did a pretty like a sort of an attacking central midfield. I thought you you know you did pretty well there.
Yeah, and I did end up getting an assist, and we did win that game 4-0, which was quite good. And anyway, here comes to probably our worst game of the whole tournament.
It was against
the team that we played in the court, and we lost to them 10-8. It was an awful game. They were like last. We were second at this point, and we ended up losing 4-1.
I think there was a couple of changes made in defence, which opened up our defence, which I believe the opposition team exploited somewhat. But it was, I think it was a long day. It's been a long couple of days of travelling and, you know, the fourth of four games. I think there was tired legs. Yeah. There was also boys staying up rather late at night and messing around and being daft. So that probably, and also an unfamiliar surrounding sleep-wise in the caravans.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Yeah, I was a good boy, actually. I went to bed pretty early and I didn't stay out late with all the friends. But yeah, I think everybody had a shocker apart from like two individuals. But yeah, we lost 4-1. It wasn't a great game. We went 2-0 down. We crawled one back. It was 3-1 at half time. We threw everything forward and they hit us on the break from like, I think, a goalkeeping error.
I think we scored a goal to make it 3-2, but it was adjudicated, I don't know what it was. What was it? Foul on the goalkeeper, or was it an offside? Or I think whichever way they could, it was going to be disallowed. And hey, presto, disallowed.
I think they thought the guy's too good. But what really annoyed me is there's so many shots off target, and every time the ball went out for a goal kick, the keeper took about 30 seconds to kick the ball in.
Jordan Pickford, we were calling him.
So yeah, then we move on to day two, which is where things got real. We had three games left, and we basically, after that result, we couldn't lose any. If we wanted to get to the final, by the way, there were eight teams, and the top two play each other in a final, and there was one team that hadn't lost a game, hadn't drawn a game, won every game so far, and we had drawn 2-1-1 and lost. Anyway, moving on to the first game. Now, this was probably our best game of the tournament. It was
played very, very well. Lots of good ball movement. Particularly the forwards seem to be linking up well with one another, with support from the midfield. And yes, we were putting them away.
There was one particular problem with this game, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Penalties.
Yes, there was a penalty. Now, we've got two players on the team that take penalties in their sleep. I've not seen, Zach, I've not seen you miss a penalty since about under-8s when you missed in that semi-final. After that, you stepped up nonchalant for every penalty.
I haven't really. Although I'm a fullback, but unfortunately, our penalty taker couldn't travel on this trip. For some unknown reason. Anyway, our midfielder stepped up. He's actually quite a good penalty taker in training. You know, he does that Jorginho step. He didn't do that this time, and he hit the post. It wasn't a bad penalty, but it obviously didn't score. And then, like 5 minutes later, we got another penalty. This time, our centre back take it, and he kicked it straight into the goalkeeper's arms. Which was pretty disappointing.
Disappointing, because particularly I can name two very, very good penalty takers. You know, yourself and another player. But anyway.
Not many fullbacks take penalties, do they? But we had a few games there. The right winger, I was playing fullback when we were on the attack, and I sprinted, I absolutely legged it as fast as I could. I was down the line, it was an option, and then he turned back into trouble. But doesn't matter, because I think that certain individual had a very good tournament, I think. But anyway, going into half time, it was 0-0. We were absolutely bossing them. We'd had two penalties, we'd had a few shots, and then the second half, we came into our own, really. We scored the first goal. It was a guy who had already scored 4 goals, a hat-trick in our 4-0 win and the one when we lost 4-1. It was a good left-footed finish considering he was right-footed, but a very good team goal in general, I thought. What did you think of it?
I thought that I'm afraid my brain's a bit older than yours, so I can't fully have photographic memory around the goals, but I just thought generally the second half things started to go our way. We were getting the rub of the green and the ball, we were creating chances, and those chances were being executed very well. So, you know, I think it was a well deserved win despite the 2 penalty misses.
Obviously, it was brilliant. Then we move on to the second goal in that game. Obviously, our left winger, who had an absolute brilliant game in this one, dancing in and out of every player. He shot the ball. The goalkeeper parried it up in the air, and it kind of just trickled over the line. But I've got to say, he did deserve that goal because he was pretty good in that game. And overall, I think he had a very good tournament. I think we all had a very good tournament, considering I think we were the underdogs going into this one. But anyway, the guy that scored the first goal ended up getting another goal. That adds his tally up to 6, which is extremely impressive. I'm not sure how much he actually got in the end, but I think it might have been 7 or 8. Anyway, we move on to our game. Every game now was like a must-win or a must-draw game. Then we played the team bottom of the group. I think, I can't remember what they... team called.
They were an under 14, so they're playing a year up, and they were a girls team.
They were playing a year down, Dad.
That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah, they were under 14, down. So they're playing down.
And we had a shocking first half, to be fair. Our right winger got the goal though. It was an absolute brilliant finish. Then I got subbed off, which was unfortunate. And there's a bit of a recurring pattern, you know. Then we went on and scored 5 goals and we won the game 6-0. So it seems like every time I'm not on the pitch, we score. So maybe you need to drop me more often. No.
I don't think they were a terrible team, but I don't think that they were up to the standard of the rest of the teams in that group. They had a decent goalie, I thought. Yeah. And I think they had a forward who was very, very quick, I noticed. But they just couldn't seem to get the ball through our midfield. I think we were pressing very well and putting the players under pressure. And, you know, I think despite being a decent side, they weren't really a match for ourselves.
Yeah, and I think a certain midfielder, unfortunately I can't name names in this video for obvious reasons, but I think he was probably my player of the tournament, and he got the goal he fully deserved. He loves a slide tackle, and yeah, he's a brilliant player in general. Anyway, moving on to our last game. Now, we had to at least get a draw out of this one, and we were playing top of the league, who hadn't lost a game, hadn't drawn a game. They had won every game. Now, we were currently third, joint second in the group. Now, second go through. Now, this game was a bit of a freaky game because we were so much better than them most of the time. I was playing right back. I had a pretty good game.
An observation I made quite early on in the game was that their better players appeared to be the defenders. They seemed to have a very solid and very, what appeared to be quite an experienced and capable back four, who really shepherded our forwards pretty comfortably, unfortunately.
And obviously there's a bit of controversy in this game. We'll get to that in a bit. But I myself had an absolute golden chance when I run from right back, got on the end of it and kicked it over the bar. The guy that had scored loads of goals had a few chances. We were honestly the better team. Then here comes the controversy. We win a corner. Now, this referee, I think he loved the sound of his own whistle. He loved the sound of his own voice.
And whistle.
Yeah. You see, this guy, he must have been quite small. He was all over me on this corner. He was all over me. So I kind of pushed him away. Then he grabbed hold of my face, so I pushed him in a bit harder. And the referee shouted, "Number 23, come here!" And he gave me a yellow card. Now, I'm not really sure what his reasoning was behind this, but he gave me a yellow card, which was very bizarre. I mean, I've never got a yellow card. I'm not really the type of player to get a yellow card, compared to a few players on our team.
You see, when we were growing up, we used to have pictures of our favourite footballers on our wall. And I wonder whether this guy had a picture of Mike Dean on his wall. And that was who he was, you know, running his life to be like, because he was certainly making the game about him, and the way he was communicating with the players was really pretty unprofessional for a teenager. And insult to injury, I did speak to one of the senior referees, one of the coordinators, who had told the referees to avoid giving out cards and just to take a breath and just to think through and think, ask the question, is it absolutely essential to book this player? And yeah, our argument would be that it wasn't, because it wasn't a bad-tempered game. It was a good, fun game. People, you know, the youngsters were enjoying it, and there was no bad tackling. There was no nastiness, no silliness. So it was the last game on the Saturday. Yes, I could understand the referee reaching for cards on some of the tackles. However, this game wasn't really a game where the ref needed to do a whole lot, but he obviously made himself very busy.
The worst thing I needed, because I was a bit distracted and never got a yellow card before. I didn't really know how to react. And anyway, now let's just kind of give you a running commentary of this last. Right, so they get a corner in the last minute. Now, this was absolute heartbreak. This was absolute heartbreak. Because if we'd got a draw from this, we would have been in the final. He curls it. We miss it at the front post. And it bounces over my head and goes into the goal. And they win the game 1-0 in virtually the last kick of the game. Now, the really heartbreaking thing about that goal was, if that goal hadn't gone in, we would have been in the final on goal difference. Because there was 1 point that separated us in second place. Anyway, we ended up finishing third, and in the presentation we got to meet Neil Warnock, as you can see in the thumbnail. Now, it was a really fun tournament regardless of the results. We had fun, there was laughter, there was brilliant, there was celebrations, and it unfortunately ended in heartbreak, but it was a really fun tournament, and yeah, I hope to do it next year or sometime in the future. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to this Last Minute Winner podcast. If you got this far, comment Last Minute Winner in the comment section. Text us at 07496298482, or email us at pickfordzachary@gmail.com, or visit our website, or you can drop a message there. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in to this rather long episode, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Goodbye.